Corey Fries says that she was hit in the face with weed killer that city employees were spraying near her backyard.
The symptoms I experienced after being sprayed in the face were my eyes were stinging. Subsequently, I didn't develop natural tears for about 2 days in my eyes. A headache came on within about 5 minutes of exposure, and then just some coughing and some respiratory irritation.
The experience has made her question how others may be impacted as well.
The more I thought about it, the more angry I kind of became, because I thought, well, how can they be spraying this back there? I mean, kids are walking to school, people are walking their dogs, you know, I mean, this is right behind my house.
The city's director of public works, John Flansburg, says employees were spraying in the area to reduce vegetation and noxious weeds and to ensure stormwater can efficiently drain through its system. Increased moisture this spring has led to more dry weeds, such as cheatgrass, which can impact stormwater grates and drains.
And the place in question is actually one of our, what's referred to as a high hazard dam, and the only reason it's high hazard is because of the amount of water that can fill in there during a stormwater event.
Charles Moses, an environmental scientist with the Nevada Department of Agriculture, says that the state could end up investigating the city if the citizen files a formal complaint with his department.
The products that they're using are legal products to use, but we felt like there's still some things that they could probably do to try to avoid these kind of issues in the future. I think this application device, this mist blower that they're using, probably is not something that they should be using close to residential areas.
Flansburg, with the city, says that the incident has spurred his department to review its practices at the nearly 1,400 locations around the city that it manages.
It's not ever our intention to have spray go on to private properties. You know, the use of herbicides currently, that is the most effective method for us to use for large-scale weed management. And I think what's important for the public to know, we're using chemicals that you purchase off the shelf at Home Depot or Lowe's. They're non-restricted use chemicals. You know, nothing that we're using is overly strong.
A group of residents, including Corey Fry, say they would like to see advance notice of weed treatments in the future. They plan to make their concerns known at tomorrow's city council meeting. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Bob Conrad of ThisIsReno.com.